Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Pod Z CCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
And we are here today with a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Jesse James Knight.
And Jesse is one of the newest players to tournaments at Avrams. He's done pretty well in his, I think, first or second tournament.
Second tournament he got fourth.
Yeah, he got fourth place. So what deck were you running with that?
Blue Raditz.
That's right, Blue Raditz. That's awesome. So we have been off for about, what, three, four, 5 weeks?
Something like
six
that,
weeks.
Yeah.
What have you been doing with your time off?
Working.
Is that it?
Yeah, and playing Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I got sucked into Fallout 4. It came out last week, and that's like taking up all my free time, except for Abrams on Mondays. I can't not go there on Mondays and play in DVD. I've been working too, and it's pretty funny. Yesterday, my boss comes up to me. I work at HealthNet. I'm a business analyst, and I have these huge headphones on to listen to my music. And they're not Bose, they're like Sony, but I've had them for 7 years. And they're really loud if they're off of my head. So I was sitting there, and it was like some, like, Avenged Sevenfold or Tiger Army was playing, and she's talking, and then all of a sudden it switches to Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, and she looks at my phone like, is that coming from his earphone? And so we're talking for like 3 minutes, and then she's like, are you listening to Taylor Swift? And I said, yeah, I like to tease my daughter saying I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan, and she gets upset because it's Taylor Swift and not Tyler Swift, and I just do that to mess with her. She's like, I wouldn't expect you to listen to Taylor Swift. I said, I just like this one song, so it helped me win Dragon Ball tournaments. So, let's get into our interview with Jesse. What other card games have you played?
I played Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! I played Magic for about a month. And I used to play Duel Masters way back in it.
Oh, wow. Duel Masters. I remember those cards. Yeah, we tried our hand at Magic. We went to a tournament back when the Kamigawa block was out. And we thought we were so cool. We got wrecked. We went 0-2 and just dropped. They're like, Avram, this game's not for us. They're like, alright, thanks for your money. Have a good time. See you later.
We wanted to play the unglued and unhinged cards. Do you know about those?
Nope.
They're, like, gimmick cards. They have, like, if this monster kills your opponent's monster, go buy him a bag of Cheetos.
Oh, like the donkey cards.
Yeah.
And I guess those are illegal. Even though they sold them for like $5 a pack, they're like, oh, okay, you can't play with those. So have you ever been part of a community of players that you couldn't stand?
Not necessarily that I couldn't stand. I'm pretty well-rounded with all people. Plus, the art card shop around here is pretty nice.
Yeah. We did run into a few douches over at A1 Comics. We went there for a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament, and Brad was playing a Gladiator Beast deck. And so you beat someone down pretty bad there, and he didn't shake your hand after that.
Yeah, his name was Thaddeus, and he was like 14 years old, and I was 25 at the time, probably. And I beat him down with a Gladiator Beast deck, and I offered my hand for a shake at the end. He said, no, I don't shake people's hands. I hate Gladiator Beast decks. So, okay, whatever.
Did you place in that tournament?
Yeah, I ended up getting like third or fourth.
Oh, okay. So, Jesse, have you ever been to any regional, national, worlds-based tournaments for any card games you played?
I played Pokemon for 10 years, so I've been to a lot of regionals. They have a tournament called Cities. I've been to a bunch of states. I've even been to Nevada, L.A. It's a lot of fun. I love the big tournament style, the big tournament feel for it, and I just love playing. Competing.
And Pokemon's so big, they sometimes have 2-day tournaments, right?
Yes.
Wow. I couldn't imagine that. A 2-day Dragon Ball tournament.
Dude.
So, what's your favorite style to play? Like, there's aggressive, passive, control. What do you like?
I'm a really aggressive type, and if I can't play too aggressively, I would really like to control.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a passive guy. I want to attack.
So you're like Black and Saiyan?
Yes.
That's tight. So what brought you to DBZ, the card game?
I really like the show. I've always liked Dragon Ball Z. I mean, there's no part of Dragon Ball Z I don't like. And then when I found out the game came back, and Pokemon is just doing so well. I want to be that 1% that really helps this game stay alive this time.
Yeah. What's your favorite character in DBZ?
My favorite character is Frieza, just from the TV shows and when I was a kid watching. But with these new personalities and everything, I've grown to like Android 19.
Yeah. He's he's not liked in the TV show because he's got a small part, but makes up for it for his awesome powers in the card game. So what style do you like best and why?
At the moment, I like black just because it deals with banishing, discarding cards. You could play almost any of the personalities with black and it'll turn out well.
And is there a certain card that you've read and thought, man, that's broken? That card should not be made.
Yeah, it's I'll Dig Your Grave. The only plus side to it is that my personality could be raised too.
Right. What style do you like the least and why?
To be completely honest, there's no style I don't like. I'm curious. The orange one is the one I would probably stray from the most, but it's because of that I want to kind of play it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be one of my next projects, even though I've never played it yet.
So with this new set 4 being out, there really hasn't been a meta set because there haven't been big tournaments played. There's only one tournament played after set 4 came out. So what do you guys think is the set that got the most amount of help out of set 4?
What style you mean?
Yeah.
I think Red and Saiyan actually got a big boost.
Some people would think that Saiyan did not get a big boost, but I think it's people, they really aren't
playing it like they should be.
And they're really not testing everything out the way it is, because Saiyan, I think, could be really strong in the competitive scene.
Especially with that new mastery.
Yeah. And it's funny because as soon as that mastery was shown, people were like, oh, I might as well play the old mastery. Like, well, you really have to think about what mastery you're going to use, because you get a level up at least, what, with 4 anger with this one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the old one says you can't win by MPPV, where this one, it takes 4 less anger to get to a victory.
Yeah, seriously.
And a lot of people are going to be switching to tag team mastery. There'll be a few protective masteries. So a lot of decks you go against, you're going to have to get 4 anger to level.
Is it -2 to a maximum of 4? Is that what it says?
It says it says to a minimum of 4. It's just 1 less anger. Okay. So if they do play the protective mastery, I will have to get 5.
Okay. And even then, that's still a big help. So do you guys think there's a certain style that got the shaft when it came to set 4?
I think orange.
Well, you're kind of biased against orange anyways.
Yeah.
Orange kind of did get the shaft with set 4, but the old orange mastery is still really good. All the old masteries that were really good, orange, blue, black, they really did work with the masteries that weren't so well, like Saiyan, Red, Namekian.
So would you guys play the new black mastery with anyone over the old mastery?
I would with possibly Android 18, just to continuously gain stages.
Yeah. Namekian actually did get a good jump in cards too, because they got that auto level. If you banish 2 Dragon Balls, you level up.
And then Piccolo level 4, you just basically put that Dragon Ball back into play. You play it, that's insane.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of unlocked potential that people haven't been looking at with all the new cards.
Or maybe they have been looking at it, but they're keeping it a secret for upcoming events.
Maybe.
There was actually... What was it?
I'm surprised we haven't seen more Android 20 being played with all the freestyles.
Oh, it's coming.
So let's go ahead and talk about... Let's get into some regional talk since we've been off. You want to talk about Vacaville or...
Vacaville. I think I could talk about it now. Now that my burn heel kicked in.
Yeah.
And I'm no longer...
You're no longer salty?
Yeah. I took some medication to take some salt out of my body. But it was fun, mainly because I got top 4, but...
Best in blue.
Best in blue, that's right. I was not the only blue player in the top 16. We went with Scott, another local that we play with, and he was running Namekian Ally Energy. Yeah. Was he running Energy? And he did really well. I think he drew his first game, he got a draw, and then he won... all his other games except for one. He ended up getting top cut. In my first round, I played a top tier player named Major Payne. I can't remember his first name because I didn't really pay attention to who I was playing against in the early rounds. I just was paying attention to my name and what table I was at.
Yeah.
He was running a black Turles deck and he was doing pretty well against me. He first turned black side thrust and he just named Nappa to basically search out my deck to see what I was running. And he saw that I really wasn't running any physical blocks. I had, of course, Protective Mastery, and I had the blue guards in there to mastery to draw a card, and I had the blue Arm Blast, which could stop a physical attack or perform an energy. So he did some pretty good damage to me early on, but I drew my only Dominance in my deck, Dominance up to 2, and took control of the game, and ended up winning. My second match was against the Orange Krillin player, Amir. He won the $500 tournament and knocked me out of the top 8 2 months ago in Vacaville. It was a very close game. He made some key moves, and that was going to be my only loss in Swiss round. So I was 1-1, and then the Black Krillin started. My third match was against Black Krillin. My fourth match was against Black Krillin. My fifth match was against Blue Piccolo. My sixth match was against Black Krillin. My seventh match was against Namekian Piccolo.
Rich Bondi.
So let me go over those. Like in round 4, there's this dude who had a Krillin's Destructo Disc. I had 5 life cards left. He had like 2 or 3. He Destructo Disc for 5. I played Blue Narrow Escape to throw 2 energy combat cards on top. Had 2 life cards left and finished him off next turn. Next action. Against Matt Witchman, Matt from Top Tier. That was my 5th round, his Blue Piccolo. I got a very good, lucky draw on him. I played against his partner Kelly the previous week. So that was my first time with the Blue Piccolo. And I just knew I had to get Frieza out and get his cards banished so he couldn't Positioning Drill.
Positioning Drill is one of the keys to that deck.
So he actually ended up getting Kelly actually got Positioning Drill out on me and I betrayed it away. But against Matt, I had Frieza out and I hit him with an energy and saw all his blue barriers go away in that energy. So I knew I was sitting pretty good. I kept him down at level 1. He wasn't able to Dominance because I had Nappa out. But he eventually got rid of Nappa and Dominance, but it was too late. I was on Ginyu 3 and he couldn't critter in my allies. My 7th match was against Rich Bondi. We know him from Old Z. Everyone knows him who's on Top Tier that played Old Z. Very good player. Sucks I had to be his last opponent. I pulled Frieza out like first turn and banished away all his cards. He was very close to getting a Dragon Ball victory against me, but I was able to pull it out. Then Top Cut happened.
Sam made Top Cut.
Yeah, Sam made Top Cut.
With his Black Garlic.
Yeah. And so my first opponent was someone from Korea. His name is Frankie, and he's a local at Vacaville. And I actually got, he had Roshi out. He pulled Roshi out first turn, and I pulverized, and I was going to search out Blue Betrayal to get rid of Roshi, but I got caught. I was searching, and I forgot Roshi was out, so they called the judge over. I think he tried to get me DQ'd.
Yeah, game loss.
He tried because I looked through my deck, like I don't know what's in my deck. Pulverize makes you shuffle your deck anyways, so we reset, shuffled my deck, he cut, I drew 2 allies for turn G's, entered next turn, and just blew him out of the water. My top 8 match was against someone from Minnesota or something.
I don't remember.
He had an Apex Hobby Shop shirt on, and he got the best in orange because he was playing Orange Ginyu. King of Vacaville, Matt Ribeiro, was sitting there next to me. He was judging our game. He saw I drew time first turn and entered. So I entered, Ginyu'd for Raccoon. It hit. Designate Raccoon. He attacks. I time. I Ginyu. He doesn't stop it. So I pulled time back with Raccoon, and that just set the pace. Matt Ribeiro, he let out a sigh like he knew what was going to happen, and I destroyed that deck too. Top four, Jarrett McBride, the owner of Top Tier. He had Black Krillin, and he took me down. It wasn't even funny. He had all the counters. He had all the spheres to my stare downs, and it was very one-sided. I got horrible draws, and that was it. Cool.
So then next, the release event happened at Vacaville and at Abrams. With the release event, who do you think is the worst person to draw?
Vegeta.
Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely Vegeta.
Especially with the Orange Mastery.
Jordan was lucky and pulled Vegeta and got the Namekian foil in the booster pack. So he got to play Namekian Vegeta. But that Vegeta's rough. I don't think anyone won a release tournament who pulled Vegeta.
Yeah, I think there are a few people at the Vacaville tournament who pre-constructed their deck because they showed up with blue tag team with all the allies, apparently.
Yeah.
So, you know what, whatever. We got, you get fourth? You got third or fifth. You got fifth? So, we got an orange stare down. Someone won a binder and got a Black Searching Technique promo. We were able to trade that away for some Piccolo cards because he was new to the game. So, we got that. Then we got a ton of mats. Those guys over at Forgotten Path, they really do up the prize support when there's an event. Not only did they do pack payouts, they also did play mats. They did binder promos. They did, like, everyone got a playmat. They had the Wasteland Gaming Z Fighters versus Saiyan's mat. But I think what really made us salty was homeboy, what was the name?
Casey.
So we had, there's one promo binder left with the promo, and I guess Casey said, oh, if I roll whatever, you have to give me the mat. And the rest said, okay.
Not the mat, the binder.
The binder. And so Casey rolled, and he didn't get it. And he's like, one more chance. The rest said, okay, if you roll a four, you could get it. And the kid rolled a four. But I didn't know what was going on, like what the roll was for. I said, oh, why did he win? And what did you say, the binder?
Yeah, I said, he won the binder. And you're like, nuh-uh. And then Rust went over and grabbed the binder and gave it to him. And then you said, are you serious? With this heck of, like, disgusted look on your face.
I was mad. So then the next day was, it was a weekend of Dragon Ball. It was regional, release event.
Remember when Jordan locked your keys in the trunk?
Oh.
We need to go over that. So Jordan was running back and forth with Brandon's keys, getting cards out of the trunk, whatnot.
Snacks. Water bottles. This was at regionals.
And then you gave him the keys the last time and specifically told him, don't lock my keys in the trunk.
Because I've done it before and it sucks. You have to call the tow truck. And so he'll ask for the keys all the time. So yeah, just don't lock them in the trunk. And then top 8 finalizes.
Or no.
Top 16.
You're playing your top 16 match and he comes over and says, Dad, I need to talk to you. I said, what? He said, no, come outside.
Like I could hear.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to tell Brandon, but I locked his keys in the trunk. And I said, how'd you do that? And he said, well, I was getting cards, and this hobo was coming up behind me. And so I got scared. I thought he was going to take the cards, and I slammed the trunk down. And I locked him in. Come to find out, there was no hobo. He just wanted to make an excuse. But I was like, great, what am I going to do? So I called, like, 3 different places before I told Brandon. And they all wanted $150.
Yeah.
To get his keys out. And then so Brandon won top 8 and I said,
okay, top 16.
Yeah, top 16. And I said, I just got to tell him and see what he wants to do. And I said, that's so tight that you won. Do you want good news or bad news? And you said,
I always want the bad news first.
I said, oh, come on, take the good news first. And he said, okay, I'll take the good news. And I said, well, you're in top 8. And he's like, yeah. What's the bad news? I said, Jordan locked your keys in the car. And you're like, mother. And then you didn't say, I don't want to say it because I don't want to bleep it out. But you were pretty upset. But luckily, Dustin from California Comedy House was there and let us use his AAA card to bust open the lock.
And that tow truck driver was so mad.
He was salty. You know why? Because they don't make any money on AAA calls.
He couldn't get it open for the life of him. It was like his first time unlocking a car. he had the huge, what do they call it?
Slim Jim.
Yeah, it was huge. It was like a pole. And he wasn't strong enough to just push the unlock button. So then after 10 minutes, I said, why don't you just try to pull the trunk release hatch? So he was like, there's a trunk release hatch. And he would put it down there and then just yank up hecka fast. And I'm like, dude, you have to take your time. I was coaching him how to do it, and he eventually opened it.
After alarm went off like 3 times. Yeah.
Nice. But we can't let Jordan live down that hobo story now.
Nope. He's got a -5 to all hobos.
Nice.
So next, at the release event, we actually pulled 3 ultra rares.
Yeah.
That was another nice bonus. We got one from a box that Brandon won the night before. And then we traded the rest of the packs in for a set 3 pox and got a true power. And then for my prize packs, we got a Defiant Challenge. So that was pretty tight.
Then on the release event at Abrams, I was there on Monday and opened up the Hidden Power Drill.
Yep.
Awesome. He got the Ultra Rare.
And it was a good one, too. He didn't get a Vegeta or a Goku. So, yeah, that was cool. And so I got Android 17 on the release event Sunday and Monday. So there really wasn't much variety there. Poor JJ got Vegeta. I think, didn't he say he wanted to get Vegeta?
I don't know.
I think he wanted it just to have the personalities. And I don't think he really, really wanted it.
To play with them. And yeah, that was bad.
And then I got the blue Goku deck, which is awesome.
Yeah. That was the shining light right there.
Yeah, it was.
Blue Goku.
I got Android 17 and he beat me with it.
Yeah. Oh, and in Vacaville, I was able to pull the van, so at least I was able to use the van with Android 17, but it really didn't help.
No.
Not with Tag Team. So what's going on December 5th?
Uncle Ron's birthday?
Yeah, we won't be here for that, though.
Yeah, that's the Texas qualifier. We got our flight booked and our tournament paid for.
And you are first-time flyer.
Yes.
This is only going to be my third time flying. And I can tell you right now, I'm terrified of it. I hate flying.
It's the safest way to travel.
It is. It really is. There hasn't been a plane.
Have you seen La Bamba, though?
That's what made me the fear of flying was La Bamba, with all the how he died at the plane crash. But what else is there? There's rattlesnakes.
In Texas? Yeah, there's rattlesnakes. Heaven forbid we're up in the air and there's a rattlesnake on the plane.
Samuel L. Jackson shows up.
Oh my God.
Then we have ISIS to deal with. But I don't think they're going to be messing with the Dragon Ball Z tournament. I actually called the hotel and told the guy who I booked the hotel with about the... He's like, so what brings you to Texas? And then I said, Dragon Ball Z. He's like, man, I dig Dragon Ball Z. It's a world tournament? You guys are going to be fighting? And I said, it's a card game, but I guess you can consider it fighting. So he hooked us up with, like, a suite for, like, $104.
That's hecka tight.
Yeah, so $104 a night. We have it for 2 nights, leaving Friday, coming back Sunday. Should be fun. As soon as we get to that hotel room, we're cranking the AC to, like, 50 degrees.
Yep.
You better get number one, Brandon.
I hope. There's only one spot. Only one spot for the qualifier. So, we'll see what goes on. So, hopefully, Bondi makes it down. He said he's 35% chance of making it.
Yeah.
He just won $1,200. You see that?
On poker?
Yeah. Well, he was playing video poker. He got 4 aces.
Tight. Ooh.
So, he put in 100, cashed out 1,200. So, hopefully, he comes down. He lives in Vegas. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about set 4 a little bit because it seems to have changed a lot of the meta. Krillin's become substantially weaker.
And what do you think the biggest contributor to that is?
The Black Corruption ban.
I think so. I think banning or eradicating Black Corruption made it extremely weak. You can't be as passive with it. And, you know, Enhanced Reflexes did come out. I'm sure people run them. But, I had him in my deck for a bit, but the only reason I was running him was for Krillin. I might put them back in for Android 19. He has some good energy attacks. So does Vegeta. Vegeta hits too, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing is are people going to be playing Android 19 and Vegeta in Texas right now? That's what you have to try to fill out. Because I don't want to put them in just for, you know, locals, because that's what people play at our locals. That's, you know, pigeonholing the scene. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And you really don't know what you should play because everything's still all up in the air.
Yeah. There's not a real... And everyone's being super secretive of all their decks now, because I don't see top one, a tier one deck list anymore. Have you seen that?
No.
Tier two?
No, not since, you know, the announcement of Worlds and stuff, so... They did release... Did you see the new maps for Worlds?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
Let me pull those up for you. They released the images along with the spheres, the World Spheres.
And it says that Texas qualifiers get the same credentials as Worlds.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I wonder if that means they get the same promos.
You know that is not the case.
What else could a credential be, though?
Like a lanyard? Here's the new spheres.
Oh, wow, those are nice.
Lord Slug on one, Goku on another. I really like the Goku one.
Yeah, I'd probably prefer the old villainous one, but
yeah,
that heroic one looks nice.
And then the playmats. This is for World Championship. They get this one, the 32 people in the championship.
Wow, that's cool.
And the qualifiers get this one.
Yeah.
So, that's something to look forward to. I thought we would get the old shoulder grab promos, but I've read that wrong, and you don't. Only the 32 at Worlds right now get them. So we'll see what goes on. What else do you want to talk about set four?
Just how it really offered a lot of variety, going back how you can mismatch personalities, and Namekian seems to have gotten a big boost. I expect to see a lot of Namekian at Worlds and in the qualifiers.
Because there's, what, 12 masteries now? 12 masteries, a bunch of personalities, so many combos. I'm sure everyone hasn't play tested every single combo, but I mean, of course there's some combos you won't test, like Orange Vegeta. But who knows, it could be a surprise.
Yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun trip. And we've got Thanksgiving coming up. I get 2 days off next week.
Yeah. Do you have to work Black Friday?
My Black Friday is on Thanksgiving, so I'll be working Thursday and giving out my Black Friday sales. Okay. Stinks.
Are you guys closed on Black Friday?
Nope, still open again, too.
So do you not have to work that day?
No, I got to work. Oh, I got to work Monday through Friday every week.
Okay.
And that's Walmart, by the way, you guys. Big, happy Walmart.
Man.
I remember we worked at Kmart when we were 18, and... Brandon actually quit on Christmas Eve.
Yep. I could, because I worked Thanksgiving and it was horrible. And
that was the first 8-hour day I had to work. And I said, this is so horrible. I never want to do this again. And the lines were just long back to the pantry and it was horrendous.
People buying clothes, you have to take them off the hangers.
And then, so I came home and Brandon was like, so how was it? And I was like, it was so horrible.
I was like, was it as bad as Thanksgiving?
And I said, no, worse.
And so I quit that day.
So you called in and what happened?
I said, so I'm just letting you know, I'm quitting. And the manager said, okay, well, you have to put in your 2 weeks notice. And I said, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to work. She said, well, you can't work at another Kmart ever again. I said, oh, man.
Shucks.
Darn that.
So I know you're a manager. Do you have to do cashier? Do they pull you?
No, I used to get pulled back when I was a regular associate. I used to get pulled all the time, and I did have to work to register in Garden. But now that I'm a manager, I don't have to do any of that. Oh, thank God. True. Thank the Lord.
That's awesome. So do you just mainly help, like, oh, let me help you find this?
Oh, what really stinks is I have to get people fish. I have to fish fish out of a fish tank and bag them up for people. So that takes up a lot of time in the day, too. But, you know, it is what it is.
Hmm.
Whatever gets me those Dragon Ball Z packs.
Exactly.
I heard they started selling them at Walmart.
That is not true. I have not seen them yet.
Okay.
So, but as soon as they do, you guys will know.
Awesome.
They had, in Kansas, where Deltry lives, they had them for $7.98 a pack.
Oh, what?
He took a picture of it.
Wow. So, and you know the sweet spot where there's no cameras, right?
Nice. One of them happens to be in my pet department.
That's funny. You were telling us about that. You said you know exactly where they stand and what they're doing. What do they try to take?
The biggest thing is we wanted to try to keep people from taking things like headphones, DVD players. I've seen people so many times open up a toaster and shove two $200 decks or speakers into a toaster box, pay $10 for a toaster box, and walk right out.
That's crazy. I never even thought of that.
Ingenious things.
Man, those people are smart.
But we got a nice little nifty thing where we open up things if they don't have their plastic all the way on them or the tape all the way on it. We're definitely allowed to look inside things just to make sure. And we've caught so many people like that. Wow.
And do they say, oh, I didn't even know it was in there?
Of course. You know that's the story every time.
Man, I didn't know that was in there.
So, dude.
I always like to tell them, you know, I just wanted to make sure you got the toaster you wanted.
Yeah. So what happens? Do they the cops get called or they?
It just depends on how serious the offense is. If they don't really press the issue that much, if they get caught, then we usually just let them go. But if they want to fight, squirm, or if it was over about like $200, I think we have to pull them in the AP room, and then the cops do get called.
Wow.
I've seen some pretty bad things at Walmart, man. It's not just what they say. It's really like that.
Yeah. And they have some high-tech cameras there too, huh?
Oh, yeah. They can zoom in the parking lot. They can zoom all the way across the parking lot and read you the barcode of a dollar bill.
Wow. That's insane. I didn't think cameras had that type of technology.
Walmart cameras too. Oh,
man.
They want to stop people from shoplifting.
But they can't pay their associates.
But they'll sure stop you from taking some headphones out of the store.
All right, so I think that's going to do it for episode 18 of Pod Z CCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
This is Jesse.
Until next time, keep rocking the dragon.